Hey, BA fam, this episode is sponsored by State Farm. Are you a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers, they're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
It's time for the BAQA. What you say? The BAQA with Tiffany. The BAQA, no man day, but the BAQA, we have Shelley. Okay. She's in the stew with us today. LaShelle for long and Shelley for short. She is a dream catcher. I don't know what question she has, but I'm going to let her ask them. She's going to ask a personal finance question, a business question, a career question, whatever it is she's going to ask, and I'm going to answer to the best of my ability. If you would ever like to be in the stew, or you just want me to answer your question behind the scenes, you can go to brownambitionpodcast.com. Click contact us and ask us a question there. Email us at brownambitionpodcast@gmail.com. Slide into the DMs over there on Twitter, the BA Podcast, or on Instagram, Brown Ambition Podcast. So you could be in the stew, or I can answer your questions behind the scenes. So we have LaShelle in the studio. Welcome, LaShelle. How are you?
I'm doing well, Tiffany. Thank you. How are you?
I'm well. So, one, you're a dream catcher, correct?
I am, yes.
Okay, how long you been a dream catcher? So for those who don't know, dream catchers are what I call the folks that allow me to help them over there at the Budgetista. So all my family, my friends and family that I get to pour into. It's about 2 million women worldwide. So LaShelle is one of those two women. How long you been a dream catcher?
I think since about 2018, maybe 2019.
Okay. Awesome. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Where do you live?
Okay, so I live in the DMV area, actually in Suitland, Maryland, close to Andrews Air Force Base. I am DC Law Enforcement, Metropolitan Police Department, served there for 32 years, retired, came back. I also pastor Inspired Life Ministries with my husband. Okay. And What else? I also sit on this board called Aaron's Hope. It's for people who have autism and different spectrums of autism.
Yes, we love a community-minded sister. All right, LaShelle, so what's your question, girl? You all in the still. What you want to know?
Yeah. Thank you. Grateful to be here. So my question would be, because I do an online ministry with my husband, my question is, in starting a podcast, what do you think is the best strategy in starting that? And also, it's probably two-part, doing online courses. Like, what would be the best strategy to start that?
Let's do the podcast first and then online courses second, because you're right, that's two good questions. So, starting a podcast. So, LaShelle, you want to do one with your husband? You both want to do one?
Yes, and separately, me for dealing with women.
Okay. So either way, if anybody's interested in starting a podcast, first get clear about what is your specific topic that you want to lean into, you know, because that's going to help you for people to find you. So there are podcasts about this podcast is specifically, especially for Black and Brown women. Although we don't turn anyone away, and I met a guy yesterday that was an avid listener, but when we were creating the podcast in our head, it was like we wanted a safe space for Black and Brown women to learn about money, business, career, personal finances. So it's like, so get clear on the subject matter of your podcast, get clear on your the audience that you envision and listening to. Now, like I said, for me, it's Black and Brown women between the ages of 25 and I would say 60. You know, we have this wide spectrum now, but here's the thing. it doesn't mean people's husbands listen, men listen on their own, white women listen, Asian women, but that was our core, getting clear in your core audience, because typically what happens is that your core audience will tap their best friend might be, you know, an Asian woman, their husband might be a white man, they're, you know what I mean? So what's so awesome about getting really clear on who your audience is, that's the audience that you initially speak to, but they bring in other people with them. So we don't turn anyone away, but getting clear on that, if you say you speak to everyone, you're going to end up speaking to no one. So what am I talking about? Who am I specifically talking to? And they're going to bring in other people with them. Another thing that you want to consider is, what is my cadence? Do I want to do a weekly podcast every 2 weeks? Because consistency is one of the reasons why people stay or don't stay when it comes time to listen to a podcast. So you want to be really consistent. And when is it going to land? So when Mandy and I first started, I want to say our podcast used to come out on Mondays, I think. Now we're on Wednesdays and Fridays. And before, up until like a year or so ago, we just had a weekly episode on Wednesdays. And now we have our regular episode on Wednesday. And then we have a BAQA, which is what we're doing now, a Brown Ambition question and answer, on Fridays. Yes. So now, but the good thing is, Lachelle, is that we tape both on one day. You know, so we'll tape both the regular episode and the BAQA on the same day. And then, but then that means we get to then post on Wednesday and Friday. And it makes the episodes a little bit shorter, because everything is all about analytics. And the way your podcast kind of gets seen and heard is how long or how much of the podcast are people listening to. And we found that we had two distinct audiences. We had people who love to hear me and Mandy chat about our lives and what's happening in the economy and finance. And then we had people who really loved the part when we answered questions. So we separated that into two different episodes. And so some people listen to both, and some people just want to listen to the question. Some people want to hear the chat about. And so you don't have to do all that, but just consider, like, you know, what day is my podcast going to come out? So, you know, you can be consistent every single Wednesday, every Sunday, every whatever, you know?
Yes. That's that something makes to sense. Consider.
And you want to have a number of podcasts in the can. This is something that I learned from Mandy, is we had maybe three or four podcasts that we pre-recorded and uploaded them to the sites like podcast, like Spotify and things, before we had our first official, like, hey, I have a new podcast, because it allows people, when they see, oh, you have a new one, that they have something to grab onto. Like, oh, even though she's just now letting us know she has a podcast, there's already like three or four podcasts, like, you know, in the can here. So, you know, I wanna listen to the ones that she had already previously recorded. So have some pre-recorded. So when considering doing a podcast, those are the things. You wanna really ask yourself, do I have the space to record weekly or bi-weekly or whatever? Ideally, most people like to hear a new episode a week, you know? So do I have the space to record weekly? What day is it going to come out? Who's the audience that I'm speaking to? And also, too, you have to ask yourself, like, what about editing? You know, those are things like, Mandy used to do that. I don't know how to do that job. You know, like, who is going to edit? You know, like, the good thing is you can use sites like Fiverr and things if you want to, you know, look for, like, fairly reasonably priced people to edit your podcast. So you'll have to ask, who can help me edit and upload them to the sites, like Spotify, like, you know, Apple, iTunes, and there are other sites that, you know, you want to upload your podcast to. So finding an editor, like I said, I would use like Fiverr. Fiverr is a great site for when you're looking to have people do anything, really, but especially like techie kind of things that you don't know how to do, you know?
Yes.
But yeah, like, you know, like that's where I would start, is find my editor, decide what I want to talk about, when I want it to come out, and who my audience is, and know that it'd probably be like a slow little run. But, you know, if it's interesting and it's good, then people will start to listen, you know? That's where I would start if I was looking to start a podcast. But number one thing with podcasts, consistency is key. You know, like, if you are not consistent. I've had podcasts that I really love listening to, and it's like they're always out. Oh, I'm out of here, and I'm out of here. I'm like, oh, girl, never mind, bye. Because, you know, like, I get excited, and I don't want to get invested into something where I'm not even going to be able to see and hear it later, you know? And so yeah, well, what made you think of, you know, like, what made you think that you might want to get into podcasting?
First of all, because of the ministry that my husband and I do, Inspired Life Ministries, we do a marriage ministry on Mondays and then Bible study on Wednesdays, and then we do a service. And I thought that it would be good because I am one of your mentees as well as a dream catcher. Hey, hey,
yes.
Hey. And so I just thought that it would be nice to be able to go in a space with the marriage, with couples, but also in a separate space with just me and women. And so I'm like you. I take my notes.
Yes, good. Writing down my I love notes that.
And things like that. So that's one of the reasons why I wanted to start a podcast. I can agree in terms of, like, you want to be consistent. Like, that's very important. And being able to identify, because these are some of the things that I've already learned with the uploads that you do, me following you, and just being a part of the Live Rich Academy and different things like that, and Patreon.
I love that. So what Lachelle's talking about, if you are new to the crew, is that, yes, I teach financial education, obviously. You know, I have the Live Richer Academy. But as of last year, I think it was last year I started the mentee program, which, if there were so many women especially who were like, Tiffany, can you mentor me in business? Because I've been in business for over 15 years, made nearly $50 million in business in those 15 years. I've helped my mentees that I see, like, in person and talk to on the phone, help them make six figures, some even seven figures annually. And so a lot of people have asked me if I can mentor them, but I have like 15 like mentees that I connect with regularly. So it just got to be overwhelming. But you know, if you know me, the teacher in me hated to turn people away. And so I said, what if I could find a platform where I could mentor more like group mentoring? And so I found a platform called Patreon. And it's $20 a month. You can pay annually and get 10% off. And also the annual people actually get, like, Alicia, you said you're in DC, or you're from DC and you're in Maryland. I'm actually here in DC right now because I did, I had a mentee dinner. So that's one of the benefits of being a mentee, is that when I have some place to go, because I did a wealth walk in Maryland yesterday. And a wealth walk is just, it's just this free meetup where, because I feel like, you know, Black woman, I want us to get outside. I want us to get healthy. I love to walk. Yes. And so we literally find an awesome place, like an awesome park to walk for free. And then afterwards, we talk about money. And so the walk is about 45 minutes to an hour. The talk is about 45 minutes to an hour. Yesterday was really special. A friend of mine, Will Jawando, is the councilman at large in, in Maryland. I forget which his county is. So anyway, he came to talk to us about, because so much of the financial struggles that we have as black and brown communities is as a result of policies. Yes. And so I wanted him to talk to us about, like, what can we do? How do we vote? What can we ask for? So it was just a great wealth talk after the walk. I think I'm going to actually call it wealth walk and talk now, because it was so great, you know? So anyway, I was here for that. So when I go to speak somewhere or do something, I ask myself, are there any mentees in the area? And then we have dinner. It was about 25 of us. And it was so nice. Like, you get to, like, ask questions about your business. Everyone gets to introduce themselves and, you know, what their business is, what they need help with. I mean, people were like, oh, there were women there who were, like, executives at companies. There were women there who were high up in the education system who were helping each other out. Then afterwards, I post in our private Patreon of the picture of the mentee dinner. And then I have this spreadsheet that's broken down by state, of like the women who, not just the women who are at the mentee dinner, but by state, who's in your state, what's their LinkedIn, what's their business, so you can connect and navigate that way. So it was just a really awesome time. And if you're interested in being a mentee, like Lachelle, and like, I want to say we have 3,800 mentees, which is amazing. Like I said, it's only $20 a month. You can pay monthly, you can pay annually and save some money. And the benefit of paying annually is that you get, whenever I do stuff in person, you get first dibs, because the tickets always sell out. So I just ask people to cover their dinner, because it got to be too expensive when I was treating everybody. So you just, you know, the tickets, which is just like the coverage of your dinner. When I do mentee meetups, you get the first half of the tickets. I let the annual members buy them first. And then what's left over, you know, everybody else can kind of like get them. But yeah, you can join us, all 3,800 of us, over at mymentortiffany.com. You know, we'll try to put the link in the show notes. But yeah, mymentortiffany.com. So Lachelle is not only a dream catcher, and you're part of the academy, which makes you a dream builder. and you're also a mentee, getting your whole life together. So you had a second question. Well, you know what? Actually, let's jump to break, commercial break, Lachelle, and we'll get your second question answered, because I'd love to get more details about what kind of course you're thinking about. And so I can give you some mentorship advice about, you know, what I have found the best way of going about launching a course. So we'll be right back in Black and Brown.
Hey, BA fam, this episode is sponsored by State Farm. Are you a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers, they're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Hey, BA fam. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. That's incredible. This is according to Indeed data and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 150 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Okay, it's smart. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Brown Ambition. Just go to Indeed.com/Brown Ambition right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Brown Ambition. Terms and conditions apply. You need to hire. You need Indeed.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
All right. And we are back in Black and Brown Ambition, and we are in the stew on today with Lachelle. Mandy's out, still tending to her baby. So we have Lachelle in the studio, and she is a mentee at mymentortiffany.com, and she has a question about courses. So tell me your question about courses, Lachelle.
So I would like to know, what is the best way to start the online course?
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you some questions. So what are you thinking? Are you thinking about a series of courses, like a one-off course? Give me an idea of like what it would look like if I was going to sign up for one of your courses.
So I'm thinking about doing an online course for women as it relates to prayer, their prayer life, how they can strengthen their prayer life.
So, okay. So if I was going to sign, I'm going to name your course real quick. So the course is called Powerful Prayer Course. I'm just making it up. The Powerful Prayer Course. Now, is the Powerful Prayer Course a one-off course, like a 3-week long course? Is it something that we'll be doing month to month to month forever and ever and ever? As long as the school is open. So what does that look like? Like, am I purchasing it? And then how long do I have access? So break that down for me.
So I would like to start it off with like maybe just a 3-step, like run it for like 3 weeks and then build from there. also maybe offer something free for them to come in to be mm-hmm. able to join it, and that they would have access to it forever and ever.
Okay, that makes sense. So it's truly a course, not a school. So for example, for those of you listening, you know, like I have the Literature Academy, which is a school, and it is subscription, like a gym membership. So they pay month to month. So the course, our main course in the Literature Academy, is the fundamentals course. It takes about a year long course, but people typically stay because we also have a community. We also have monthly lives, but that's different. That's a school. So what Lachelle is talking about is a course, like a one-off course. Someone's able to purchase it and you get to keep it. Okay. So that's a different launch method than if you were going to do like a school. So let's chat through the course. So one, you would have to think to yourself, first things first is, more than anything with any business, I like for people, while they're building whatever thing they're building, is to start to build community around whatever it is you're wanting to do. You know, we talk about that all the time as mentees, you know, when I tell
you guys that
because it doesn't make sense to have this amazing thing and no one's buying it because they're like, who, what? So while you're building your course, start to ask yourself, Lachelle, who is in my community? So if it's women in prayer, so you want godly women, you know, and you're like, okay, especially in the United States, you know, I'm just making this up, between what age and what age, so getting clear, and what can I do for them now? Can I create a group? Is it a Facebook group where they can hang out? You know, I use Mighty Networks, but Mighty Networks costs. So you would have to figure out, where do you want your community to hang out while you're building this thing for them? Because you also want them to have a say in what you're building. So let's just say, for the sake of ease, you decide to create a Facebook group where the women can like start to talk. So you would, you know, through church, through your ministry, through connections maybe with other churches, you can start to create a free Facebook group where maybe the women there, you know, they can start to connect with each other, talking about prayer, what's working, what's not working, where they're having struggles. And when you're there, you can start to share, I want to build a course for powerful prayer that has helped myself in these ways. You see what I mean? And here's what I'm thinking, community of amazing women that I've assembled. What do you think about this? And they can give some feedback. So as you're developing it, you're not guessing. You know this is what they're wanting. You know, here are the three steps I think are most powerful for prayer. Connection with God, clarity of mind, you know, ease of spirit. I'm just making these things up, you know. What do you guys think? And so as you're building it, you know, you're letting them know, okay, the course is going to be available, you know, July 4th. I'm just making it up, you know. So that way they can get ready. They know, one, you've been getting feedback from them, so they're not shocked, like, what course? Because you created this awesome free community. You've already given them some tools and resources. Maybe you create like a checklist for them. Maybe you go live once a month with them or once every 2 weeks with them. You really want to pour into your community. You want to make deposits before you ask for any withdrawal, you know? And then, so when the course comes out, you let them know when it's going to come out and, you know, what the price is going to be. And I like to put what I call the squeeze. So the squeeze is, you have to let people have to make a decision whether they're going to join or not. They don't have to. The good thing is they could be part of your free group either way, you know? And so it's like, okay, the course is going to come out. It's only a 3-week course. So it's going to start, you know, July 5th and end August 5th. So if it's going to start July 5th, the cutoff day to sign up is the 7th, because that's when we're really going to start. So that way people know, like, if I'm going to buy this course, I only have until this time because I'm going to be doing this course with Lachelle and the rest of the girls. So I need to make a decision. So having a cutoff time is a great way to have people make the decision now. And then you close the doors. It's really important that you create an environment where people have to make a decision. So, you know, like if you're saying the course is going to go on sale on the 5th, because on the 10th, we are doing it together. So you have, I usually don't like to give people more than like 3 days to make a decision whether they're going to lock in, and then it closes. And, you know, there'll be people who are like, okay, let me see how people loved it. And then you do your best to make sure that the people who purchased your course, they're in there, they're loving it, whatever it looks like, you know, it's the course itself, whether you're going live with them once a week, once every other week or whatever, during your 3-week course, you just pour your best into it. And then when it's done, you know, you just ask them in that free group, you know, can you just share and post, like, you know, some of the amazing turnaround that you have or how you loved it or whatever. Because then the women who did not sign up, which is okay, they're like, oh, good to know, it was amazing. The next time Lachelle offers it, I'm for sure signing up.
Yes.
You see? And so that's one of the best ways, you know, because it's like you build this community, you develop something alongside of them, you share with them, they purchase or they don't, and those that purchase feel really good. And so what I would do is the next time is like, you know, that first course, I'm just making up a number, was $25, but the next one is going to be $30. You know, like, so if you notice with the Patreon, what did I do, right? So the first year of Patreon, I was really just testing it out, and I wasn't sure if it was going to be any good. I ain't know. Like the first year of my mentor, Tiffany.com. And so it ended up being really good. And so I said, okay, it's not going to be $10 anymore. For new people, it's going to be $20. So what did I do? I said, this founder member rate of $10 a month, you could still lock it in up until 2 or 3 weeks ago. New people could lock it in. But after that, it was getting cut off and we're going to move to $20 a month. But I believe in honoring the people that were here in the beginning. So the price did not raise for you, Lachelle, and the rest of your mentees who've been here. You know,
I agree. And thank you so much. And when I share it, I tell people like she over delivers. She shares a wealth of information and she could be charging more and people would pay it.
So Lachelle is sharing that like that, you know, that we over deliver. And certainly I know I could charge way more than even the 20, obviously, you know, but and maybe next year it'll be 30. But guess what? Whatever rate that people lock themselves into, if they're 10 or they're 20, that's the rate they get to keep for as long as they want to stay with us. Now, if you leave and want to come back, then you're going to pay whatever the new rate is, because that rate is that other rate doesn't exist. Literally, we took it off Patreon. It doesn't exist anymore. Like the old people are just on a renewing contract without Patreon. Super easy to cancel. Literally, Patreon, I don't control that. Patreon has a button that says cancel. The good thing, what I like about the Patreon platform is that, like, I'm a patron of other people's. Like, Issa Rae has a Patreon. It's like $5 a month. The Friend Zone, one of my favorite podcasts, has a Patreon. And at one point, I wasn't using the Friend Zone as much, so I canceled really easy. It took like 2 seconds to cancel. And then I came back a few months later when I kind of missed out on some of the things that they were doing. And so Patreon makes it very easy to cancel. So you don't have to worry about that. You can stay for 1 month. But anyway, what I love is that, you know, with the courses, that's what I would consider doing with the course, is that I would build my audience, allow the audience to build the course alongside me, you know, share the course, let them know that this is the founding rate, you know, like it's not going to be like this the next time I run it, but you know, you get to test it alongside of me. Here's the day it's going to go on sale for 3 days. And then, you know, we're going to close the cart basically. And I'm just going to work with the women that signed up. And then those women hopefully will be able to report back all the good things they got. And then if a few months later or a few weeks later, whatever, you want to open it back up again for a little bit more money, 10% more, 20% more, same thing. You know, you cut off the time, you give them 3 or 4 days to register. You do it again for 3 weeks or 2 weeks or whatever you learned, how long it ought to be from the first time you did it. And you do that. And I think, like, you know, it's a good place to start. And you just get feedback, you know, oh, I wish you had a worksheet. Oh, let me make one. Canva, C-A-N-V-A, canva.com. You can make free worksheets. Oh, you know, Lachelle, I wish there was a recording. Okay. So I use low key. I just use YouTube. If you have a Gmail account, it's free. With YouTube, you can go live, teach your lesson, and you use an unlisted link. Because that link can only be seen by people that you share it with. So you share it with the people who have paid, you know, like an email or whatever, you share with the people that paid. People get to watch. And what's so good about it is that after you get off of YouTube, it becomes a video automatically. So I ain't got to worry about making a video or whatever later. It's like, oh, it's already a video. That's what I use for the mentees. When I go live with y'all, I use YouTube. I go live. I give you guys an unlisted link so it's not public to anybody else. Just to the mentees, because I posted in the private Patreon page that we have. You guys watch, and then instantly it becomes a video that you can rewatch over. Mm-hmm. So you will get feedback from your audience about what they like and what they didn't like. But so I hope that was helpful, Lachelle.
It has been very helpful. I had 3 pages of notes.
Lachelle said she has notes on notes on notes. If you want to be in the stew, you want to ask questions, please go to brownambitionpodcast.com, click contact us and ask your question there. The BA podcast on Twitter, ask us there. Slide into the DMs. We're Brown Ambition Podcast on IG. Or brownambitionpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to be a mentee, go head on to mymentortiffany.com and, you know, get your business learning on. It's so great over there, honestly. You get to network work, not just with me, but with each other. And we'll see more people in the stew. Thank you, Lachelle.
Hey, BA fam, we could not do this show without your support or the support of our team behind the scenes. The Brown Ambition podcast is produced by Imani Crosby, and Dennis Stemplinski is our in-house tech guru. I am your co-host, Mandy Woodruff Santos, and we will see y'all next week, BA fam.
The Bigger Pockets portfolio of podcasts are worthy of your investment.
We're having a real conversation as real estate investors.
New episodes available every day.
It's important to buy where it makes money and not necessarily where you want to travel to.
Bigger Pockets, On the Market, Rookie Real Estate, or Money Podcast.
The purpose of flipping is to create more cash so then you can reinvest into other types of properties.
The Bigger Pockets podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen.